KC9TWX.
Yeah, 9YOU. Good morning, Travis.
Kilo Delta 9, Zulu X-ray Delta testing. K89ZXD, is anybody around for a signal report? K89ZXD is clear.
KV9KVX is mobile.
Hello, you guys. Just jumping in to say hi. 89QU.
W9DRG, got your radio on there, Dennis. KC9DKX, LaPorte. Nothing heard from W9DRG. KC9DKX, LaPorte. Clear repeater.
DLP listing. For information, 10 meters is open.
And on YOU.
Mike, how you been?
Just another lazy Saturday for me. I haven't done much at all today. I'm sitting there eating lunch at 3:23, huh?
All right. Yeah, that'll work. Yeah, I just dropped two of my friends off at their house. Came back from Fort Wayne from the Ham Fest, so, yeah, and now I gotta go, a couple other places yet before I even get home, but, yeah, it was definitely good Ham Fest in that, and I was hoping to see, Kurt and Rich there, but, I didn't see them there.
Well, was it awful crowded?
No, it wasn't that bad. It was there were quite a few people in there, but it wasn't jam packed, so it wasn't bad.
I don't know if they might have been there and they're just
some, but, yeah, there was a few people I was looking for there, and finally found one of them, but, yeah, that's all right. Just hoping to see him there, but they couldn't make it.
You know, I would have liked to have went today. I didn't have anything else planned. But I just didn't feel like driving 2 hours both ways. That's about what it is from La Porte, about two and a half hours one way.
Yeah, I know what you mean. South Bend, it's about 2 hours, so, yeah. It's not a bad drive, it's just kind of a tiring drive.
All flatland, not a whole lot of excitement, huh? Did you by chance see Travis there? He said he was going.
Yeah, I think I saw him. He was like several aisles from where I was, but I'm pretty sure I did see him, and I was going to go say hi to him, but... Yeah, I saw him once and didn't see him again, so, but oh well, yeah, I'm pretty sure I did see him, though.
He was going to go, but he wasn't going to make a long ordeal out of it. He had a bunch of other stuff to do back here in La Porte. He was putting up an antenna for his woman there, Stacy, and... I don't know if he had to work on her station besides putting the antenna up or not, but he had quite a few things to do today.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. So, yeah, he probably didn't stay long at all. I'm assuming he probably didn't stay long, so that's all right.
So, did you come home with some new toys?
Not really. Bought some coax. But other than that, it's just what I call trinket stuff, you know, like connectors and power cords, things like that. Just little things. Yeah, that's all. Not too much. There's a few things I wanted, but I was like, I really don't want to spend the money for those bigger ticket items.
Well, bottom line, I'm waiting for the La Porte Ham Fest, and I just hope they have enough vendors that's got what I'm looking for. But I want to put a POTA station together for this spring and summer, and I got more than one reason for doing it. I want to go to parks where they have dog runs or dog, where it's fenced off for dogs. My dog needs some exercise.
I totally understand that. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there are some that like that, definitely. Yeah, they had an 891 there. I think it was front 5 1/4, I think. Real nice shape too. And then they had a thing. One person was selling a buddy stick. Those things are good. I've got one of those, and from Buddy Pool. Those are good. Hopefully some of that stuff will make its way over to La Porte too in a couple months.
Did you say it was the AZU-FT-891?
Yeah, it was, yeah, FT-891.
Yeah, I'm trying to look one up right now in GX Engineering, and I think I remember what the price was, but I think it was like $650 or something like that.
Yeah, I think it's around $650. I think it was like five and a quarter, something like that, for this one. And I had the box and that, so, yeah, it was nice, nice condition. But the buddy stick, I didn't actually open it up to take a look to see, but I'm pretty sure all that stuff was in there.
It's a little more than I thought. It's $689.95. But what's the range on that buddy stick?
Bands, it's what, 80, no, 40-10. No, 40-6, that's right, 40-6. So, yeah, it's a nice antenna on that, because the one that I got, I got that from, I want to say, LaPorte last year, or no, this year, something like that. That came with the tripod and everything. I don't know what this one came with, but, but yeah, no, they're real good. I like it.
I was looking them up there. I see some of them are on eBay, and I don't want nothing to do with that. Well, I haven't had too good of luck with eBay. Yeah, I'm seeing this now. This is interesting.
Yeah, and DX is going to be high, and the other one, Gigaparts, is going to be high, but HRO is going to be a little cheaper, and RNL is going to be a little cheaper than HRO, too.
W9 DLP on the mobile.
N9 DLP, there was a WD9, I forgot now. Oh man. Good afternoon.
Just W. Whiskey 9 Delta Lima Papa. Yes, I listen here, I had to run the wipe from some errands. I've been working in the yard all day. Beautiful weather. And listen, to 10 meters is open, and they got a contest going.
Well, I heard that yesterday, 10 meters was open. I couldn't find nothing. I could go over there and try it, but I did have one quick question to ask you, Ron, for tomorrow. About what time do you expect you might be over?
Are you actually talking to me, Mike, and 9YOU?
Oh, man, I was just talking to Rod on Wires X. Sorry about that, Brian. God. That's the mine that's 72 years old. Do you hear me?
That's all right. Just remember, I'll be over in the afternoon, so I'll let you know.
Well, I was thinking about going to church. That gets out at noon, which is 1 o'clock your time. So I didn't know if I should go or not.
Yeah, go. We can do it afterwards. Ain't no big deal. Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, dude. Give me a little better idea how to plan my day tomorrow, then.
Yeah, because it's not going to be till the afternoon anyway, so, yeah, don't want to make sure I got everything anyways, and, a little extra stuff if need be, so, yeah, no problem, yeah, it'll be in the afternoon, yeah, like, if you want, you can just, when you get home, or, when you leave church, whatever, or if you just, when you get home from church, you just want to, just give me a call, and then I can, load everything up and then head over then, however you want to do it.
That sounds good, too. I just want to mess your day up, and we got that hour time difference, so even though it's noon here, it's 1 your time, so I didn't know Bush was hanging around the house or what there. N9OKA.
No, that's fine. No, you're not going to mess up my day. No, because I've already planned it anyway, so, yeah. Yeah, so we'll get it. Don't worry. We'll figure it out. Yeah, like I said, if you just want to give me a call, yeah, when you get home from church, that's fine, too. You just, you know, either shoot me a text or give me a call, and then, yeah, I'll load everything up and then head on out.
Well, thank God we don't have a blizzard to deal with, huh?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, I'm going to let you go for a few minutes because I got to run into a couple places real quick, and then I'll get back on the radio already.
Okay. Yeah, sorry about that, W9DLP. Jump back in there, rascal.
Well, I'm just going to say, you can't even get a blizzard today. I'm sitting over by my office, which is across the street from Dairy Queen, and they're closed for remodeling. You can't even go there to get a blizzard.
Oh, man. Well, I'm trying to think. I was raised in Michigan City, and I'm trying to remember if you got more than one Dairy Queen or not.
Nope, down to one. There used to be one on the boulevard, but they closed. There's just one right here by Ames Field.
Field. Watched a lot of Elston football there back in the 60s, 70s.
And there's a train coming.
I have the same problem. That stupid thing does damage to my home. My shake rattles and rolls my house. And I had to have my chimney rebuilt here last summer. Cost me over $3,000 to have it done.
Oh, you were getting those. Yeah, we see them. Some days you can feel we're on Ohio Street. It sounds like that train is coming right down in front of us.
Yeah, we got a train that runs east-west through LaPorte all the way. And it's busy. Every half hour the train goes by. And that's about, the tracks are maybe a block from my house at that. And I feel it sometimes when they come by.
I can imagine. Hey, hold on, I'm busy for a second.
N9OKA.
N9YOU.
N9YOU, N9OKA.
Ah, go right on ahead, Mike. N9YOU.
I'm in love, man. I've been making my first contacts ever on 10 meters. And I hit the West Coast, which I've been wanting to do from day one. Made a contact to California and one to Oregon.
Cool. That's good. Yeah, over the years, I've managed to get around the globe on 10.
Well, they're all contests. There's no rank queuing going on, but at least I got a 5-9 and a 5-7 to the West Coast.
That's good, though. That is good. I'm happy for you. Really am. Yeah, that is good. Yeah, West Coast I can get good in that too, but yeah, when it's right, I've hit all over the world, and definitely fun. Usually there's such a pile up on the DX stations that just, signal report and where you're at, and they go on to the next. Some of them, they will rag to just, for maybe a minute or so. How's the weather there, your rig, whatever. But normally it's just, because there's so much of a pile up, that they just, just want the signal report and state, and that's it.
It was last week sometime. I came up on a station on 10 meters out of Ecuador, and it was a pile up. And I sat there for 20 minutes trying to get through, and finally I said, forget it. As much as I wanted to make the contact, I was done. Time to move on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's times I've waited, too. I've waited 10, 15 minutes, and, there's such a pileup, so I write the frequency down, and the person's call, and then I'll come back to them later. I'll scan the bands again, come back, 10 minutes or so later, and, to let a lot of people get, let them go through a lot of the people first, and then I head back down and see if I can get in then. That's what I do most of the time.
Well, that's the plan. That sounds like that's a good plan. So, I have a scratch band next to me in a pen. I'll start doing that.
That's what I do, and it's tough out because you might come across somebody else, scanning around, and there's a bit of a pile up or whatever, and you can get that guy before you can get the first guy you wanted to get. So it has its good points. So like I said, that's what I do. I know people do it different.
Well, I switched radios here. I went to my 220 rig through the Valpo machine. I can hit Valpo, no problem, but how's this radio sounding?
The radio sounds good, very good. Sounds like you're in there full quiet and you're pretty close to it. Because I get a little noise on my end here since I'm, on the south end and machines in the port, so a little bit of noise, but no, you sound real good.
Awesome. Well, next on my to-do list outside of the West Coast is hit South Bend on 920, huh? And 9 OPA.
Yeah, that time you sounded more of, more tinny. And now, like you're overdriving, you might want to maybe back away from the mic just a little bit, or just talk a little softer.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, a little bit, but you still get that kind of tinny sound and kind of a high pitch. So, I mean, when you first changed it, you sounded great. And then, now it's like I said, like you're in almost like a tin can, kind of.
Well, I'm back now. I got the manual handy. I'll have to get into it and tweak it. Might gain some of that. What do you think?
Yeah, hey, might have to, turn down just a little bit and see what happens.
I've got it on high power. Does that affect it any?
okay. The way Valpo machine is, yeah, you should just be on low power and get into it fine.
I'll be back in a second. I want to try that.
Okie dokie. NYOU. Mobile.
10-9-OKA on low power.
You sound fine. You might have just maybe just a little bit of bacon, but it ain't nothing to mess with. You're fine. So, yeah, save the power. You're fine on low power. And I lie with you.
Okay. I don't know a whole lot about this radio. I haven't spent a lot of time talking on it, so I got the manual right next to it.
Alrighty, yeah, that'll work. Yeah. Yeah, like I said, when you first transmitted, you sounded fine, and then now it's you know, you've got that, like, tinny sound to it. So, yeah, that is kind of weird.
Yeah, I've had nothing but problems with this radio, and but I hope to get all the bugs out of it.
Yeah, hopefully you will. You should be able to.
Well, at least Mike got where I can talk on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Did you ever get your radio back?
Yeah, I got it back, and, I told Mike, since he had it, he didn't have a 2-meter, the 220 mobile rig, so I'm always going to use it for a little while. And when he said, well, you have a mobile in there instead of using your HD all the time. No, he gives it back to me. And I offered.
Actually, I didn't want to give it back. I'll make that radio.
Yeah, no, that is a nice radio. Well, I can keep my eyes open too to see if I can find one like mine and that. So yeah, I'll try to keep my eyes open.
Well, this year at the LaPorte Ham Fest, I was just looking, but at the next Ham Fest I'll be buying. I'm gonna get a photo station set up. And I also might keep an eye out for another 220 rig. I got question marks about this one. It's been a lot of boxes, Mike has on it.
Yeah, that'd be good. Just keep that one as a backup, the one you're on now, and then try and find an Alinco and use that as your primary. But like I said, I'll keep my eye open also.
Why do you think you didn't want to sell your Alinco, huh?
What was that?
I take it you don't want to sell your Alinco 220 rig.
No. I like that. That's actually... Well, see, I've got another one. It's a tri-band. Anytone. But that thing, I had it in the car for a while. And then it did the same thing that yours kind of did with the mic, with the mic plug, but my situation is kind of different, because the plug goes in horizontal like yours does, but it's on the side, of the head unit. So, as you're bringing the mic up, trying to talk, you got that RJ45 in there, moving around, moving away off the pins and that, and where it's not making a good connection, and you can key it up, but there's no audio. So then I thought I'd fix it, put it back in, and it worked for a week or two, and then it quit working. And I did freestyle it. I tried to fix it. Even bought a new mic, a new microphone. Still did it. So I put that up. It's like, well, I'm not using it in a car if I can't rely on it 100%. So as right now, it's just sitting in the house. Kind of as a backup. But I mean, it's a nice tri band. But it's just to the point where I don't feel comfortable using it in the vehicle because it's not reliable.
I'm jumping back and forth here. I went back to Miami Tone, and it's a dual band, it's not a tri-band, but the mic plugs in on the side of it like you're talking about.
Yeah, with, actually that's the thing. But now with the, like the ICOM rig, they go in on the head unit vertically. So as you're pulling the mic towards you, it's pushing the RJ45 into the pins. That's the way to do it, but the Anytone does it the other way, and that messes up, I think. So that's my own personal opinion. But yeah, because with my ICOM rig, mobile rig, I haven't had a lick of problem with the microphone part because it's, you know, it pushes itself into the other pin.
Hey Roger. Well, my Anytone 220 rig does plug into the front of the radio, and Mike had to get his knife out and do some carving so that the plug would actually go to the back and make connection with the other end of the plug. It was, when I plugged it in, it wasn't plugged in. There was part of the face plate or something was preventing that from going all the way in. So he cut that back. But the mic on my 220 rig does plug in the front of the radio.
Yeah, he showed me where he trimmed that off and that, and it's, you know, it seems to be working fine. But now if he had it on the side of the head unit, it might not, if it's horizontally. But vertically, it could be different. And I gotta let you go. I got a phone call here, so I'll probably get you here later on. 9OKA and 9YOU.
7-3, Brian. We'll catch you later. I won't call you Ron no more. They're up. N9YOU, N9OKA, 7-3 later.